The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to growing plants in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I have a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and sharing the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is craft a miniature holiday tree. Trimming tiny trees for big impact. Craft a miniature holiday tree and bring a whole lot of cheer to your tabletop. One of the best parts of the holiday season is certainly the beauty that it brings. Here in the midst of a global pandemic, we could all benefit more than usual from eye candy and all things pleasant. Getting a jump on the holidays seems like a fine distraction. Follow these tips to inspire your own tabletop winter wonderland. What kind of little tree should I choose? Selecting your plant to craft a miniature holiday tree comes down to personal preference and your local supply. Typically in the Midwest, our stores are filled with Norfolk pines, Christmas cacti, and topiaries made from boxwood and rosemary. You might even have some rosemary in your garden that could be transplanted inside for the winter and used as your holiday masterpiece. Any of these make fine choices. Pick what you like. Look for a plant that's in good condition with a shape that's pleasing to you. Also note what kind of growing conditions your choice needs. Growing it inside subjects it to lower light and warmer temperatures than growing it outdoors. Also consider the decorations you might use. Glass balls, even small ones, may weigh down the branches of a smaller plant, for instance. Tiny tree stand. Tiny tree stands aren't the ideal choice for your plant since they only provide water and not a place for soil. Since a tiny tree is a potted plant, you'll want to select a festive container that provides drainage and also protects your furniture from moisture. Consider a family heirloom that doesn't get too much use to showcase your creation. An antique silver champagne bucket was my choice, but I plan to make a trio for my buffet using rosemary plants and shiny red enamel pails. Get creative and look around your home for options. Source of inspiration. Look to the spot that you plan to place your creation to inspire your trimmings. I decided to craft a miniature holiday tree for my master bedroom, which is a deep eggplant color. I decided on a pale and sparkly color palette featuring tiny handmade ornaments, about $3 at Target. A lovely, bluish, glittery starburst that was meant to be an ornament got repurposed into a tiny tree topper. Best of all is a tiny strand of warm, white, twinkling lights, which are battery-operated on an inconspicuous green wire.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.